Welcome to the Lakeside Baptist Church podcast. We pray you are blessed as you hear the word of God today. For more information regarding Lakeside Baptist Church, please visit lakeside.asn.au.
Push into our current series, Full Hearts, by looking at one final virtue with us. One final characteristic, and that is integrity, the virtue of integrity. Because as a church, as an organisation, it's our heart that in the culture space that we have integrity in all that we do, amen? That we are people of character, that we are honest. So these are some of the virtues and characteristics that these guys have been working through, I guess, in their values space, in their culture space. And so I wanted to dig a little bit deeper into that here today, because what we've been looking at as a church is that God desires to fill our lives with certain characteristics, a certain way of life, so much so that it may overflow from our lives to impact those around us. So we've been looking again at certain characteristics that God is seeking, or virtues seeking to put into our lives or fill our lives with, that it may overflow to impact the lives of those around us. And the reality is as we follow God, He harvests these characteristics. As we pursue Jesus, He fills our lives with a certain way of life. And this heart of integrity and character that we are going to speak about here today, most definitely, if we live it out, impacts the lives of those in our midst, our relationships. And I saw this firsthand a number of years ago. I was actually, as you know, a basketball player myself. Hard to believe now, I know probably, but I was once upon a time, and I got selected to play for the University of Wollongong, which I was attending, and participate at the Australian University Games many, many moons ago. It was a great opportunity, and for many athletes that go to Australian University Games, it's an opportunity to party and have a good time, but some of us are there to compete. I was one of those players. I wanted to compete and not just have a good time. But the tournament was held up on the Gold Coast, and the opening ceremony, I guess over east, we've all heard of the Gold Coast here, I'm sure. Yes, we're aware of that. I know there's a big disconnect between east and west, but the Gold Coast is in the east, just so you know, in Queensland. And the opening ceremony was at SeaWorld, and this was a great opportunity to go and hang out and enjoy the sights of SeaWorld. But a number of our players in our team weren't too keen on the idea. Again, they just wanted to party and have a good time that night. So I just thought I'll play by ear. A number of our other teammates thought we'll play by ear when we get there. If we want to go, we'll rock up and attend. Obviously, when we got there, the excitement of the event got to us, and a number of us were keen to go to the opening ceremony. Little did we know that we had to give our notification or register in advance to receive our tickets to attend the event. So we found this out when we were literally about to walk into the gates of SeaWorld. It was a big ordeal with our teammates, and like, we never got told this. This was a big thing. And so with this in mind, some of our teammates thought, I'm just going to go in. I'm not going to pay. No one's checking tickets. I'm just going to walk in and be a part of it. But I was uneasy about this in my spirit, based on my values, my convictions. I didn't want to go and do as they were doing, ultimately follow the crowd. It's hard not to follow the crowd sometimes, isn't it? But in this particular occasion, I was like, no, I do not want to cheat the system. People have done the right thing. They've registered. They've paid. I'm just going to get home, jump on the bus and go home. Half our team went in. A few of us were hanging around deciding what we were going to do. And the rest of the teammates had decided, no, we're going to walk in as well. But I said, no, I'm going home. And their response to that was, are you serious? No one will ever know. Again, how many times have you heard that as an excuse? No one will know. Just do it. Just cheat the system. They're not checking tickets. They couldn't believe that I was going to jump on the bus and head home. Long story short, we ended up getting tickets anyway, and that was a great thing. But the reason I share this story is because of the impact it had on one of my teammates. Now, I'm not going to stand here and big note myself. That's not the purpose of sharing this story. There's been lots of times where I've lacked integrity and character in my life. Let's just get that out there. But in this particular situation, because I chose to show integrity, because I showed character, it actually impacted one of my teammates. To the point that at our team meeting the next night, he gathered all our teammates around and pointed me out and said, my respect for Dan in that moment has grown because he chose to show integrity in that moment. And the reason, again, I share that story is to show the power and the impact that we can have on people's lives if we demonstrate and reflect that we are people of integrity and people of character. It has a tremendous impact on people's lives. And the flip side is also true. If we lack integrity, if we lack character, then that's going to impact people as well, but in a very negative way, amen? A very devastating way if we lack integrity in our lives. Someone who knew the impact and the importance of living this virtue out in our lives was the legendary coach, John Wooden. Has anyone heard of John Wooden before? Hands up. A few of us have. He was a great coach, absolutely, in the United States. He actually won 10 NCAA, or led his team to 10 NCAA championships, which is absolutely incredible. Such was his career. He was an inductee into the Basketball Hall of Fame. But this is a quote that he said to his players one day, realizing that they were probably lacking integrity on the court, lacking character on the court. This is one of his key quotes. He says, "Give me 100% effort. You cannot make up for a poor effort today by giving 100% effort tomorrow." So true, isn't it? You don't have 110%. You only have 100%. And that's what I want from you right now. This was what it looked like to embody character and integrity on the basketball court, to give it your all. And it's proven to be a true reflection of his teams because they went on to win so many championships. He was such an incredible basketball coach. But for John Wooden, not showing 100% on the basketball court, on and off the court, was being dishonest not only to yourselves, but also to your teammates. Because you're letting your teammates down. If you're not giving 100% every time you put your cross that white line, as it were. But as we can see from this quote in many ways, integrity and character is all about what's happening behind the scenes. Showing integrity of heart and character in our lives is being the same in private as you are in public. And so for our basketball players, our NBL1 teams, what are you doing when the coach isn't looking? When Mike and Marty aren't looking, when you're running sprints, are you hitting that end line? Or are you just falling short and hoping that they won't see it? Are you setting that back screen and getting to your spot? Or are you just, I won't worry about that. I'll let the other player do that. Are you putting in the extras? Are you getting up shots? Are you hitting the gym? Again, this for me is what it means to have integrity on and off the court. Because as we'll come to see, if we're not doing it on the court, it's going to infiltrate and snowball into every other area of our lives. But with this in mind, I want us to think of character integrity like an iceberg. Everyone knows what an iceberg looks like? I was meant to have a picture on the screen, but I forgot, so apologies about that. We all know what an iceberg looks like, but we probably don't realise is that only 15% of the iceberg is visible. So when the Titanic hit that iceberg, it only saw 15% of it. The other 85% of that iceberg was below the surface. Out of picture, out of sight, out of mind. And in the same way, we need to see our lives and our hearts like an iceberg. Only 15% of what you see of one another in public is the public representation of ourselves. 15%. The other 85% is below the surface, and that makes up our character, our hearts. It actually informs what we think about others. It actually informs what we do when nobody is watching. It also informs how we react if someone cuts us off in traffic. But it also informs how we react in failures and success. So the question before all of us here today is, what is your life and my life like below the surface? What are we like when the doors are closed and nobody's watching? Are we the same in private as we are in public? Are we choosing to hit the baseline when coach isn't looking? Are we gossiping about our teammates behind their backs? Or more broadly, are we gossiping about our friends and family behind their backs when nobody's watching? Are we putting the family savings or gambling the family savings away without telling our spouses? Well, the book of Proverbs speaks extensively on this characteristic or virtue, and this is what it says in Proverbs 10, verse 9. "Whoever walks in integrity walks securely, But whoever takes crooked paths, they will be found out. Again, what this is saying, it's so important not to cut corners in life, on and off the court. Because if we do, again, it will have a snowball effect into other areas, other facets of our lives. So again, are we hitting the baseline when we're running the sprints? Are we cheating ourselves and our teammates? Are we setting that back screen? You know, more broadly, I think, again, this has implications for our wider lives. Again, this, if we do cheat the system, if we are dishonest, it will be, we will see a snowballing effect start to happen, which will inform and impact our wider character, our wider integrity as well. But in other areas of life, for all of us here today, what we see when we have those little moments of lacking character, it impacts other areas. Not declaring a small amount of money on your tax return, it may lead to full-blown tax evasion. Sending those innocent messages to that male or female friend of ours can lead to a full-blown affair. Putting a few dollars again through the pokies or betting on a sporting event can lead to a full-blown gambling addiction. Again, I've seen this in my life where people think, oh, I can just cheat the system here. No one will see it. No one will know. But it actually has a snowballing effect on other areas of their lives. The reality for all of us here today, not just our NBL1 players, that the decisions you and I choose to make will impact our lives. Amen? 100% they will. The decisions you and I make today impact our whole entire lives. And what this comes back to is discipline. Having a disciplined approach to life. Again, even when the coach isn't looking, hit that end line, set that back screen, get to your spot. But as followers of Jesus, what does this look like to be disciplined in life? It means praying. It means spending time with God regularly and ongoing meditation on His Word, fasting, tithing. There is a whole sermon series on spiritual disciplines, which we will probably eventually come to. But these are the 1%ers in life, amen? The 1%ers actually matter. Because again, what you're doing behind the scenes when nobody's looking will inform how you live your life in public as well. Again, the Bible is full of passages and scripture that speaks to this very characteristic. Another one is Psalm 15, which says, Lord, who may dwell in your sacred tent? Who may live on your holy mountain? The one whose walk is blameless, who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from the heart, whose tongue utters no slander, who does no wrong to a neighbor and casts no slur on others. It's a person who despises a vile person but honors those who fear the Lord, who keeps an oath even when it hurts and does not change their mind, who lends money to the poor without interest, who does not accept a bribe against the innocent. Whoever does these things, Psalmist says, will not be shaken on and off the court. But what we see in this passage is that integrity and character digs a little bit deeper. And these two key words come out for us, blameless and righteousness. If you want to pop back to the next slide there, thanks, Aaron. Back one slide. That's it. Because this word blameless actually refers to one who is whole, who is complete, who is unified. And we spoke about this again not that long ago. Someone who is blameless is one who is whole, complete, and unified. In essence, what it is saying, this passage, is that those who live lives of integrity, who have character within their hearts, are those who are completely and utterly faithful in their worship of Yahweh, their God. Yahweh, the Hebrew word for God in the Old Testament, because the reality is you and I cannot live this way of life out separate to God. Amen. We have no hope of living lives of integrity, harvesting hearts of character and integrity if we are trying to do it apart from God. And so with this in mind, as we come to a close in our time in this space, what I want to encourage us with today is to look to Jesus in this way, but in fact, look to Jesus in every way. Amen. Look to Jesus in this way, but look to Jesus in every way. Because when we look to Jesus, what do we see? We see how to live this way of life out. We see integrity and character personified. We see a man who was able to live this out to perfection. He has modeled the way for us. And what he has modeled to us is that this path that we take has an uphill trajectory. Because it is hard to live this way of life out in this world. Amen? The easy option is to cheat, is to lie, is to be dishonest in our lives. The hard option, the challenging option, is to pursue a life of integrity and character. Because that is the way of the kingdom, and it's an uphill direction. It can be hard to follow Jesus. It's challenging in this life. But as we pursue Christ, as we head in the direction of Him, what do we find? We find victory. We find salvation. We find purpose. But again, as we've heard, it requires sacrifice. In sacrifice, we're experiencing growth. I experienced this firsthand again as we finish up. As part of my role with Athletes in Action, a similar organisation to Fellowship Christian, Christians Australia, FCA? Athletes, apologies. But Athletes in Action is a similar organisation doing some great things in the sports ministry space. A big part of my journey was a journey with them, working with them. And a big part of what they do is what they call an ultimate training camp. And this is full on in some respects because you learn five principles for life and to apply to your sport as an athlete. But then you've got to transfer that into every aspect of your life as well. And then one of the key things they do to finish up this ultimate training camp is a 20-hour sports marathon. It is as hard as it sounds. 20 hours straight of absolute carnage. This special, they call it, gets you to the brink of emotional, physical, spiritual exhaustion. So much so that the point is that you have to rely on Jesus to get you through it. But after this 20-hour sports marathon where your legs are sore, your body's just had it, the last thing they get you to do is probably about a 5-kilometre run. And not only that, but you've got to carry a cross. You have a plank of wood on your shoulders that you have to run with. Thankfully, I didn't have to do a 5-kilometre run. I did my first one in Auckland, but what we had to do was run up the steepest hill I've ever seen with this plank of wood on your shoulders. And I remember just getting halfway, I'm like, I cannot go any further. So I stopped and took a break and then kept going and got to the end. But see, at the end where it gets emotional for me. Because as you finished and you crossed the finishing line, one of our leaders is there just playing worship music, playing worship songs on his guitar. And I just broke down. I was an absolute mess. And as in my tears, in my pain, in my weeping, I hear this voice. And that voice was Jesus. And he said to me, you know when you got halfway there and you couldn't go any further? You had to stop for a moment? When I went to the cross for you, I did not stop once. I kept pursuing. I kept going. And he said that to me, not to make me feel bad about stopping. I'm like, Dan, seriously, mate, come on. You could have kept going. He didn't say it to condemn me. He actually said it, I believe, to show me how much he loves me. To reveal to us how much he loves each and every one of us. Because the beauty of the cross, the beauty of the gospel, which we're going to come to remember and celebrate this Easter, is that there is no condemnation in the cross. Amen. There's no condemnation when we get this wrong, when we lack integrity, when we lack character. The beauty of the gospel is that he loves us. He forgives us when we come to him in repentance and faith. And he's there with arms wide open, ready to receive us when we come to him. Matthew's gospel says this, whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their life will lose it. Whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. Are there no truer words than that? Amen. And so with all of this in mind, as we conclude this time, my prayer for all of us here today is that we would first and foremost come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior, 100%, but embrace his way of life for our lives. But more specifically for our teams, my prayer for each and every one of you is that when you hit that court, is that you live a life of integrity and character on the court. That you hit that baseline, that you set that screen. Because for me and my experience of playing basketball at a pretty high level is that it gives you so much more, teaches you so much more about life when you do those things. You'll be able to take that those learnings and that understanding of what it means to live a life of integrity on the court into your lives off the court as well. And my prayer for our teams, but all of us here today, is that when you look back on that season that you've had this year, that you see it as a line in the sand moment, realizing that I now know what it looks like to win a basketball game. Because the reality is when each and every one of you live that out, give your all, give your 100% effort every single time you hit that court and off it, that is how you win basketball games, from my experience. And I truly believe that if each and every one of you strive to live this out, you go a long way to winning a championship this year. But not only that, again, you'll look back on this year, not for winning the championship. My prayer is that you look back and say, hey, that's when I learned what it looks like to live out a life of integrity, of character, and take it into every sphere in my life. Not only have you learned what it means to win a basketball game, but also win at life as well. With that in mind, let me pray for us as we finish our time together this morning. Well, Father God, as we come now and reflect on this whole entire series of Full Hearts, again, we realize the importance, Lord God, of looking to you and your way for life, following you, pursuing you so that you may fill our lives with this way of life, that it may overflow and impact those around us. So thank you, Lord, for the opportunity we've had today to celebrate our NBL 1 teams and look at this virtue of integrity and character, because I truly believe that if every player lives this out within their lives, it will go well for them for the season, yes, but also in every sphere of influence they have in their life beyond. Lord, for all of us here today, we obviously want to be a church known for its character, known for its integrity, but also known for every aspect and every virtue characteristic that we've looked at in the past few weeks. So Lord, go before us in this. Help us to realize, Lord, that even when we do get it wrong, that you do not condemn us, you do not put us to death, but you actually open the opportunity, open the door for us to embrace life once again and embrace you as Lord and Savior. Be with us as we sing this last song, Lord, and speak to us, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.